At the Agbicacy 2.0 conference, I'm visiting with Jen Dom with Maslansky Lunch and Partners, and you've done some research for USFRA, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and trying to find out what kind of words might work best, I guess, when it comes to messaging to get our message across. What were some of the interesting things that you found in that research that maybe farmers would be interested to know?
Okay, well, I think the finding that really all the research hinges on is the fact that America loves farmers and ranchers. So all the effort we're putting into to showing our families and our values and what we do in that terms, it's good and it helps, but you know that battle's already been won. And the place where we really need to focus our energy if we're going to be effective is talking about our methods, because that's the thing that consumers know less about and, frankly, are more hungry to hear.
So I know you tried some different types of messages. Was there some sort of approach that worked better than another?
Right, that's right. So the approach that really we found is failing, and we found this not only by the tenor of the debate online and, mm-hmm. and how kind of skeptical consumers are to our message, was fighting back, was fighting against local and organics, and was telling folks who have a message that's anti-conventional agriculture that they're wrong and throwing facts at them. The approach that's much more effective is inviting everyone, inviting folks who don't agree with us, and especially inviting consumers to the table to have a conversation, and really focusing on showing consumers how where their food comes from. And again, we say it's not a war, it's about starting a conversation.
Well, I really appreciate the work that you've done. I'm sure USFRA is going to put that to good use, and we are glad to have had you here at the conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.